This is Vermont Edition. I'm Bob Kinzel. Tomorrow, many towns across the state will take part in National Prescription Drug Take-Back Day. There will be collection sites in many communities to provide a safe, convenient, and responsible way to dispose of prescription and over-the-counter drugs. Last year, more than 2.5 tons of medication was collected at 70 sites in Vermont. Here to talk to us about this program is Health Commissioner Dr. Mark Levine. Commissioner, welcome back to Vermont Edition.
Hi, Bob.
So tell us, why do you feel that collecting unused prescription drugs is such an important public safety issue?
Well, it's the same reason we call these leftover drugs the most dangerous leftovers. Drugs that are left at home, unused, in medicine cabinets, are fertile ground for abuse. In fact, we know that for those individuals who have gotten into trouble with prescription medications, most of the ones they've gotten into trouble with were not the ones prescribed by their physician. They were ones that were in a medicine cabinet, stored at home, and diverted for other use than what they were intended for, either given for free by a friend or relative, or sold to them, or stolen from a friend or relative.
So that most people who abuse painkillers actually get them from family or friends?
That's true.
Does it speak to also that there are often a lot of these drugs left over after someone has gone through a surgery or something like that?
Yeah, and studies of looking at drugs that are left over after minor or slightly less than minor outpatient procedures, it turns out that somewhere in the range of 20 to 30% of the medication might be used. So a lot of it would be unused. And then looking at a recent study that came out after more major inpatient procedures, still less than 40% of the medication was utilized by the person after they went home.
So what would you say to someone who's listening now who says, you know, I've got some of these pain pills left over, but I'm going to keep them just in the event that I need them sometime in the future?
That's the thing we want to discourage the most, because those tend to just linger, never get used again. And at times when someone would not suspect, they get discovered and diverted to inappropriate use.
Some people also might be thinking, why not just throw these away? Put them in the garbage. Be done with them. Why is this not a good idea?
Most likely that's not a good idea related to environmental concerns. They still end up potentially in our waterways. They could harm humans or wildlife in that manner as well.
And there have been cases where water supplies have been found to have unusually high levels of certain drugs. Isn't that right?
That's true. I'm not aware of that in Vermont, but certainly there have been reports of that nationwide.
So last year, more than 2.5 tons of drugs were collected at different sites around Vermont. What happens to all these drugs?
So they actually get properly disposed of, if you will. The fact of the matter is they're very safely stored and then sent to a specific facilities for appropriate disposal. I want to point out also that the 2.5 tons is related to this specific take-back day, but the amount of drugs that actually are brought in to either police barracks or pharmacies, or mailed in through a variety of mechanisms to pharmacies, far exceeds that. And there have also been days that members of our sheriff's departments have driven around the state and collected drugs, and they collect tons of drugs as well. So the 2.5 tons is really often an underestimate. Just because there are so many other ways now that we try to provide easy access for people to make it a sort of very simple process to dispose of drugs and not a once-a-year major event. I'm really happy we have this once-a-year major event because it does call attention to a very serious matter. But at the same time, I think ultimately we want to have something that people can access 24/7 in terms of having a way to dispose of medications. So they won't get into a habit of just storing them, thinking they might be useful some future day. They'll actually think about the fact that they're weeks away from their surgery. They don't need the medicine anymore. I think I will just dispose of it now. And they'll have a ready way to do that.
You know, when you mention tons and tons of unused medication, it's staggering to think of how many pills that must be.
It is staggering. And when we talk about the tons, on the national scene, they're talking 900,000 pounds of prescription drugs across the country on National Take Back Day. So even though we're very proud of our contribution in Vermont, we're talking 900,000 pounds nationwide a year ago.
And for people who are listening and you're interested in finding the collection site that is closest to you, go to our website, vpr.net, and you'll find a link to the collection sites, takebackday.dea.gov. And as you mentioned, Commissioner, this is a one-time event, but you'd like to be able to have something that's ongoing throughout the year?
Absolutely. And we do have something ongoing throughout the year in select locations, usually at local or state police barracks. We have these monthly pickups from sheriff departments. We also have a number of pharmacies that have agreed to have kiosks, if you will, to allow take-back. And a number of the national pharmacy chains now are trying to make it easy to mail back drugs. And then even beyond that, at times you can pick up your prescription and concurrently pick up a special disposal pouch, which you can put your leftover medication in, and it gets chemically deactivated in a safe manner. So that it can be disposed of properly. So again, the theme is to try to provide more and more easy ways for Vermonters and Americans in general to dispose of drugs in a timely fashion when they're no longer needed.
So if I'm getting rid of some unused drugs tomorrow and I have some personal information on the bottle, should I be concerned about that?
No, you really shouldn't. You're welcome to take anything off the bottle you want to if you have this concern, but it turns out not to be a concern at all.
Health Commissioner Dr. Mark Levine, many thanks for being on the program today and talking to us about this very important topic.
Thank you, Bob.